May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Now what we're going to do, as we do on these Fridays of Lazarus, is this is a word, short little word, that we just add to our teaching for those who are going through the weekend. Let me just encourage you too, all of you who have been here for years and years, we may be saying some things in some different ways, but you've heard so much before. Let me just encourage you to have ears to hear again. Every day of my life, every single day of my life, the things that I teach during Lazarus, I contemplate. Every day. I've been doing that for over 3 decades. I learn something new. It gets bigger. The room gets larger. The language gets clearer every day. So no matter what you might know or what you might think you know, I just pray God gives you ears to hear again. Because if you're anything like me, and you're in the battle every day, it's so nice to be drawn back into the truth, and the truth get clear and get more solid in our lives. And so this is to go with what we've been learning. This is John chapter 4, and for those of you who've been around, you've heard this, but I just encourage you to hear it again. And see if this fits where you've been, regardless of what you know. One of my mentors used to say that God's given you 3 tongues, one in your mouth, 2 in your shoes. It's twice as important that you walk than what you talk. Amen? Also, just in follow-up for those who were in the earlier sessions, Dan, we talked about just walking in the Spirit when and somebody's around you and they're aggravating and just walking that out. And Dan said, it's harder than you think, or harder than it looks. Here's the language. It's not harder than it looks. It's impossible. My spiritual father, the great mentor of my life, used to say this all the time. It's in his books too. That walking in the Spirit is like this. Every step of the way, this attitude, I can't. And I never said I could. But you can, and you always said you would. That's the whole point. It's only easy if he's doing it. If you're trying it, it's not just hard, it's impossible. This is the story of in John chapter 4. Beginning in verse 46. He came therefore again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain royal officer whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and literally he went to him begging him again and again to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. See, signs and wonders follow believing. We believe first. The royal officer said to him, sir, please come down before my child dies. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your son lives. The man believed the word. He didn't see the sign or the wonder. He believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he started off. And as he was now going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was living. And so he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. And they said, yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that very hour which Jesus said to him, your son lives. He himself believed, as his whole household gave their lives to Christ, basically. The other question we asked was, how does this process work? And one of the things that's so important that you hear and listen, because we actually talked about how it worked a number of different times. And we're going to keep doing it. Now let me just give you another example of how it works. Here's a man in crisis. And he comes to Christ with his crisis, begging him to do something about it. He obviously believed that Jesus could. He had heard the stories. He knew he could. He just was hoping that he would. And so he went to him with begging faith. I mean, there's a level of faith, right? Because he went to Christ, believing something, believing that he could. And Jesus spoke the word and said, "Your son lives." And then the scripture says, the man believed the word that Jesus spoke, and he started off. He came in anxiety with begging faith. He left with resting faith and no more anxiety. You see, we can either live the Christian life in begging faith, hoping that he can, knowing that he can, hoping that he will, or we can live the Christian life in resting faith. He went off. He didn't wait. He didn't beg. He didn't plead. He wasn't dependent on a feeling. He didn't have proof that it worked. You hear me? What we want is proof, and then we go, okay, now, okay. I feel it. I see it. I've experienced it. It's true. Not just about signs and wonders, just your life. There's this situation going on, Lord, financially or whatever. God, please, 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 please do something about this. But then Jesus speaks this word. Let's just give you an example. I'll just tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a word that'll cover everything you'll ever ask him. Now, he may give you a specific one, but I'll give you this one so you don't have any more excuses. We already said it this morning. And the God of limitless ability has abounded all grace, which means it covers any category, to you. Past tense. That always, not sometimes, having, not hoping, all sufficiency, not some sufficiency, but God of limitless ability, he can do anything, so he's abounded, not some grace, but all grace. That you always having all sufficiency in some things, no, in everything. And if whatever it is you're begging him to do, if that comes under the category of an everything or an anything, always having all sufficiency in everything, you can abound every good work. So you go off. Jesus said, go your way. Be it done to you according to your faith. So here's how it works. Here's the process. In every situation, stop believing that he can and standing on his word alone. Trust that he is and go your way abounding with joy in your heart, with absolute rest in your heart, resting faith. Mary said unto him, he said something to her that was impossible. He told her she was going to have a child. The Holy Spirit was going to overshadow her. She couldn't produce a child. She was a virgin. But he said, the power of the Most High will overshadow your weaknesses. It's not about what you can or what you can't do. It's about what he can and he will do. He gave her a word. He said, the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore, the thing that comes forth from you will have my name stamped on it. It'll be my activity. And you know what her response was? Her response was, be it done to me according to your word. Behold your handmaid. We've talked about this before. Mary didn't say why when he told her, when the angel told her. I would have. She had plans. She was going to get married. Things were all planned out, right? She knew nobody would believe her. Showing up pregnant. Joseph, her fiancé, didn't believe her. As far as she knew, that the whole plan for the future was done. I mean, all of us get so excited. Oh, God, I want to be used in your purposes like Heidi Baker, like this person. Really? Next time he comes up and he says, hail, favored one, you better get under the table. Because there's awesome stuff happening, but it's going to cost you some things. But she didn't ask why. She was so yielded, but she did make the fatal mistake and asked how. We get in trouble on two levels. When God does things, we go, why? It's not fair. Why me? That didn't happen to them. How come they've got this and I don't have it? Or how come I've got this and they don't have it? We ask why. Or we'll ask how. There's no way in the world this is going to work out. This is not going to happen. This is not good. It's not good. I don't care what you tell me. It's not good. It's not going to be good. I can't see in the world how God... It's his story, so it's none of your business why. And it's his ability, so it's none of your business how. Your business is behold the bond slave of the Lord. Whatever you want to do, Lord, do. Be it done to me according to your word. You said it, you do it. That's resting faith. And that's how it works. That's the process. One step at a time, every day, the rest of your life. And then he does miracles. She experienced a miracle, didn't she? And you know what it says about her when she went to go see Elizabeth? She shows up, she sees Elizabeth, and Elizabeth starts prophesying. She says, blessed is she who believed that what had been spoken about her would come to pass. You know why she experienced the blessing? It's because when he spoke the word, she believed. The miracle, the power, wasn't released until she believed. But she was blessed, not because she was picked. God picks a lot of people to do a lot of things he can't do through them because they don't believe. And our faith is on his word and his word alone. We don't wait to see it. We don't wait to feel it. It's his word. And we go our way rejoicing. Be it done to me and rest according to your word. And then he does it. He backs up his act. He's faithful to perform his word, right? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.